It's our business executive feature. Today we speak to a gentleman who was in the business of tech startups before even the bursting of the dot-com bubble in the early noughties. He secured a patent to build South Africa's first data capturing machine and the associated IT infrastructure. Over the years, he's established a business that's focused on the area of artificial intelligence and has forged partnerships to roll out crucial developments, particularly in the emerging world, like mobile payments. Well, to tell us more about his journey and why the area he works in is so crucial for continued development, I'm joined on the line by Mark Hermischuz. He's the CEO of NGA. Thanks very much for joining us, Mark. So our first standard query in these business executive type of interviews is to ask, where do you come from and where did you grow up?
I'm from South Africa. I was born and raised in Johannesburg, educated in Johannesburg, and all my family are South Africans.
Nice. So you've been dabbling with tech, having set up a tech startup even before the year 2000. How did you get into this area, and did you study particular subjects at school or university that aided in your start?
Yeah, so my family came from a very educated family where they believed knowledge and education was important. And that led with my career getting to become a certified chartered accountant and doing my articles at Arthur Andersen at that stage. And while doing my articles, I found a passion in data and technology. So I was very fortunate on in my life to actually find something I believed in and I wanted to actually do, not just as a career, but as a passion. And that's where the technology side came from very early on in my life.
Excellent. So I understand that during your career journey, you've partnered with a number of companies, including the likes of MTN, with a focus on mobile payment technologies in a number of different countries. Just tell us about your career journey and how it's evolved since you started out.
Yeah, so we started in 1999, trying to change the way people use data, how they got information from data. We've got various patents. We were actually one of the first in the world to be able to integrate multiple databases into one to report. And what happened was we needed to find data. So in 1999, there was not much data around. And that's how we got involved with the medical aids, the mobile companies, the financial institutions to try and find data. But at that time, to try and get insights out of the data, it wasn't very common at that stage. People did a lot of business reporting, analytics, but we were pioneering. So we were changing the way people looked at data. And our journey just took us along from medical aids to payments to financial institutions. And along that way, we realized we could be the world leaders in this, and which we have, we believe we have become, in getting business insights and information from data.
So it sounds like you've been very inventive in the area of artificial intelligence. What has that entailed?
Yeah, so so from the artificial intelligence side is, I mean, the key source or the secret source is actually the data. So around about 6 years ago, we started a big venture trying to make the biggest data warehouse and store globally. And we believe we're one of those people. We've achieved that. And with that data source, we're able to do so many things. We've done artificial intelligence in vertical tunnels, hydroponics. We've done disease detection. We've done share price prediction. We've done so many things. So what we've done is we've seen that a lot of people are very scared of the AI side, the machine learning side, because they're not aware of it. So we started building models to help them. And the trick or the secret is the data. A lot of people say the data is the oil. But in our world, we're saying data is just the land. Without data, you've got nothing. The oil is what you find in the data.
Wow.
And we always had a dream that we could actually produce something which is automated and which could identify business trends, opportunities for clients, irrespective of the size or the industry, from this wealth of data. And we've achieved it. So as a South African company, we're very proud that we're pioneering. We've been accepted globally as a leader as well, which is very nice.
That's a great quote. The oil is in the data. Wow. So there's a lot of airtime and print column space that's been dedicated to 4IR, which includes things like artificial intelligence. But just share with us your observations around the value proposition of these technologies, perhaps by just breaking it down a little bit, and how they're already impacting the world and what further possibilities you envisage.
The thing that I always say to people when I want to speak about artificial intelligence or machine learning is people need to take away the fear. I think the fear is the barrier to what they can achieve. And irrespective of the size of your organization or your objective, if you're very positive and you believe actually help you, it's actually unlimited. I always say it's between the seat and the keyboard, and whatever that person is thinking about is what can be achieved. And we've achieved amazing things. We've done things in areas or interests or fields we've got no knowledge of, but just being able to apply the artificial or machine learning to the data, we've come up with results which world leaders are actually saying, wow, I mean, how can people with no knowledge or experience can do it? So what I think it has done is actually leveraged the whole market, the whole industry. If you're a small player or big player and you don't have budgets or skills or knowledge or resources like the big players, using artificial intelligence in the right way, I believe it can actually overcome the big players. And we've proved it many times now.
So I understand that data scientists are a very scarce commodity the world over. What do data scientists actually do? And why is this new skill or profession important, especially here in the South African context? How can they help to change our lives for the better?
Yeah, so I think the main thing I always say with data scientists, that you get a lot of call it job descriptions or titles and that. And there's a lot of times people are business analysts or business intelligence analysts and that. And data scientists, I believe in my world, is it's people with mathematics. Mm-hmm. It's people who know how to play with data. So a lot of people have just changed titles and they'll say, oh, now we're all data scientists. And that's been very scary because there's a big difference between, I believe personally, a data scientist and a business analyst. And when people can take the data, they can forecast, they can analyze and actually give value, it's very important. But the key thing, what I've seen, especially in South Africa, has been, I believe, a leading technology country worldwide. And I mean, I'm on a panel of, I'm actually the panelist for Data Science Expert for 250 companies in the US, that our technology and our thinking is still so far ahead and we don't realize it. I mean, speaking to professors of big universities in America and dealing with them on a weekly and daily basis, we're still there. So South Africans, we mustn't be scared of what we can achieve. We haven't lost out on the data science thing. And to answer your question at the beginning, saying why is it such a scarce resource? Because I think industry is taking very slow to adapt it. They're very scared of it because a lot of the people in the positions or titles where they should be using artificial intelligence are scared of it. So they're actually not adapting it and they're not taking it on. And it's actually very hurtful to the people who are studying, who actually want to get involved in it.
That's a tough situation. And of course, here specifically in South Africa, you know, we are struggling in the area of the qualifications in terms of our youth, you know, being able to focus on sciences and maths and things like that. What do you think needs to be done at that rudimentary level? Because obviously, if we don't get that right, we're not going to generate those data scientists that you're talking about.
I think the main thing in South Africa is we've got to look at what is our risks and what are our scarcities and our needs currently now. So a lot of times when people look at artificial intelligence, they straight away think of banking, insurance, medical, and so forth. But in the field of agriculture and things like that, you can apply it straight away. And just having the knowledge of those areas and being able to use a computer and apply artificial intelligence. We do so much. I mean, we, for instance, have built a tunnel, a growing vertical tunnel, where we grow 25,000 lettuce in 2.5 weeks in 300 square meters, just using one person.
Wow.
And we went to say, well, we want to look at the scarcity of resources, famine, how do we address that? And just using artificial intelligence, we're not farmers. We know nothing about farming. We grow lettuce in 2.5 weeks, the lettuce. And so that's what I think the main thing in South Africa, what we've got to do is we've got to stop looking maybe at the 3 or 4 core industries, because there might not be as many jobs available for those resources there. But looking outside and saying, what are our requirements? What are our needs? Where do we have to go to? And what can we apply? I think that's the key to building this data science area.
You've obviously amassed a wealth of knowledge in this area, and you were into it long before, you know, it's become fashionable. But as you've evolved as a businessman and as an entrepreneur, what important leadership values or virtues have helped you through your journey?
Do you know, the thing is, the main thing is with artificial intelligence and all of that is it gives you an op. If you try and you don't succeed, you can try again because it's data. So you never have to expect to succeed the first time. I think there's a saying, and like every time you get it wrong, shows you way how not to do it. and that's the nice thing about data intelligence is we just get stronger and stronger all the time. You know, we can disprove theories. I mean, we can do so many things, and people mustn't be let down because they don't have the skills or knowledge on that. The technology is coming along very quickly. And it's literally, as I said earlier, it's between the seat and the keyboard. I mean, if your mind is open to it and you've got a good brain and you can think about it and you've got an initiative, the world's your oyster.
That was Mark Homishues. He's the CEO of NGA.